Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off-limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hey, this is Robot Arnie up in the space bunker with a real quick message before the other quick message before the episode. I'm going to keep this quick. Just a reminder that this coming up Sunday, April 22nd, we have two live shows in LA. The 9:30 regular Hello from the Magic Tavern show is almost sold out. Maybe by now it already is. If you're really hoping to see that show, I wouldn't sleep on getting tickets. But there's also tickets available for the 6:30 Offices and Bosses live show. We'd love to sell that one out too, if possible. A few people have asked, I want to see the live Offices and Bosses show, but I haven't listened to the Stitcher Premium spinoff. That's fine, it's going to be a totally standalone show. And we've got great guests, Zach and Jess from the Off Book podcast. You know, they played the Blue Tigers in our Winter Solstice episode? Anyway, both shows are going to be dumb, silly fun, so hopefully we'll see you at one, if not both, if you're in the LA area. For tickets and more info, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click on the live show tab at the top of the webpage. Oh, I'm getting out of here because here he comes.
Greetings, demographic. Look, we both said a lot of things we didn't mean last night, but I'm tired of arguing. So let's just say, fine, you're right, other dimensions don't exist. Here comes the transmission.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. About three years and 6 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my good bud, my co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the...
Are you okay? Usidor.
He went into the wizard state halfway through saying his name.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't been in the wizard state forever.
It's been a long time.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I prefer him being in the wizard state during his name than the scream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure listeners don't, but...
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Hooba's thing.
Salmon witch? Euro grinder. Sub.
In
party sub.
Arnie, you told me what grinder is. I don't think Usidor knows what grinder is.
Look, I don't really fully understand what grinder is.
You said you had a deep knowledge of grinder.
Deep? Now, I read an oral history.
And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names.
Names that if you did utter them aloud, surely your very skeleton would jump out of your own body and smack you in the face.
Look, you know me. Last thing I want to do is be critical.
You down with OPP?
You know me. Usador, you know, a couple weeks back, you said that the new Usador, you are going to not talk about your secret names.
Oh.
We're growing and evolving as characters. And you know, for me...
I can't remember everything I said.
For me, I've stopped saying, if you're a new listener, this is all you need to know. That's breathed new life into the podcast. I just go straight from saying, I'm Arnie Niekamp, to saying... 6 years and wait, how long have I been here?
It feels like 6 years.
It does. Look, you do you, Sador, but.
You do you, Sador. You do you, Sador. You do you, Sador. You, Sador. Super genius.
I'm also joined by my other co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
I'm going to give up my time to hear more of what Usador has to say.
Wait, you're going to cede your time?
I'm going to cede my time so I can hear more of the mumblings and pramblings.
Yes, I like the sound of that.
You know, listeners don't know this. We have time clocks.
We have a lot of time. Yeah, Arnie keeps a clock going.
Yeah, I mean, Usador already gets like a lot more time. If you want to cede some more of your time to Usador?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, I'll allow it.
He's back in the wizard state. Mm. Ooh, duck fat fries. Cat fat fries. You know, I never thought that regular fries are fat fries.
Yeah,
they're all fries are fat fries.
That's true. I want some skinny fries. Well, I mean, I don't want some skinny fries.
Then why'd you say that?
Man, I'm hungry for. I'm so hungry.
Cat fat fries for the table.
No, Blemish. So Blemish, so happy that you're definitely alive.
I've rendered all these cats and dipped spiced potatoes in their bubbling flesh and oils. And now I'm happy to serve them to you.
Oh, thank you, boy.
Great job, Mamgrim.
What?
Happy to do it. Well, how about a little smooshy here on my pustule, my pustule?
Yes, Arnie, one little kiss.
No, he was talking to Chunt.
I'm talking to Chunt.
Oh,
I'm good. Thank you, though. I've been seeing someone, so I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Wait, Chunt, do you remember everyone as being in love with you?
No, I mean, again, I think people have an affinity for me, but I don't have any, you know, grandiose ideas that everyone's madly in love with me.
Silly me. My cat dick has slipped out of my roblets, and it's rubbing itself against your calves, Chunt.
That didn't slip out. You pulled it out.
All right, Fiangyalik, you're doing fine. And you're very cute and very adorable, and I love to scratch you behind the ears. But you're not nearly as cute as Mayor Manana.
Aww.
I just want to squeeze him.
Shit, which reminds me, Sheriff Het, there's been a thought of murder.
Oh, that's right.
What?
There's been a thought of murder.
What are you... what is this? I am not... Shebang. Oh, shebang!
I forgot to end the murder mystery.
That's right. This year, we're going to try really hard. If a storyline is still dangling open 1 week, we've got to revisit it the next week.
So let's go ahead and put a bow on it.
I went through the ancient texts of Foon and Hog's Face, and I discovered that there is no way to commit someone to a jail cell for a pre-crime.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I guess it is embarrassing sometimes if you have pre-crime.
All right,
it's natural, but pre-crime, you know, can be a little embarrassing because people are like, did you crime? And it's like, no, it's just a little pre-crime.
Just a little pre-crime. Well, hey, pre-crime can be just as dangerous as a crime.
Which is why you have to protect yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you don't protect yourself, pre-crime can lead to crime.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah. But we've wrapped up this mystery, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, wrap it up. Wrap up mysteries.
Always wrap it up. Okay, I'm going to put this down in our minority report. All right. Good job. Guys, I'm so excited. We had that big cliffhanger in the last episode. We wrapped it up right at the beginning. This is like Alias Season 1. I'm very excited.
What's Alias Season 1?
I'm sorry. I've just been I've been in my head. I'm really nervous about this citizenship test that I'm taking really soon. Like, I've been so nervous. Like, I should start studying.
You haven't started studying?
I mean, I pretended.
You piece of shit. Are you kidding me?
Well, it's how, I mean...
Last week we reminded you that it's not in a year, it's in a few weeks.
Now, Chunt. I mean, let's be supportive. You want to be a citizen, don't you?
I do want to be a citizen.
Okay, well then, let's go over some things right now. Who was the first king of Foon?
Good King Foon.
Lucky guess.
That was
lucky,
a lucky guess.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. If I just do things with confidence, maybe I don't need to study.
Well, that seems unlikely. Name the four basic elements.
The four basic elements?
Mm-hmm.
Positivity.
No.
Sass.
No.
Joie de vivre.
No.
And stank.
No. Those are the four attitudes.
Well, I've been working for me. They're the four elements that make me work.
Name the six seasons.
Okay. Summer. Blunder. Winter. Fall, Vishtosh, and spring.
Mm-hmm. The wrong order, but that's right.
All right. Would I need, on the test, would I need to know them in the proper order?
No, probably not.
Also, sometimes they'll throw in a trick question, so just so you know, there might be, what are the seven seasons? If it asks for seven seasons, know that about 50 years ago, there was a Vishtosh 2.0. It was like a second Vishtosh. It was fine.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
It was okay.
The season's fine.
Sure.
And if they ask you about the four seasons, then just say that the bed turned down service was lovely.
Oh.
But they'll only ask you that if they're from Frankie Valley.
Oh, I see. And they walk like a man.
Huh?
Huh?
Talk like a man.
Who?
Walk like a man, my son.
You have a son?
Look, I'm just saying, walk like a man. It's easy if you can. Walk like a man.
What?
God, my dad probably would love this episode.
Does your dad not listen to the podcast?
I don't know. I mean...
It seems unlikely.
Seems unlikely.
Well, I'm going to do it. Here, watch me walk. Oh. How's this?
You're walking like a man.
Wow. How's my talk? My tough guy talk?
Yeah, you're talking like a man.
All right.
Okay.
I'm doing it.
Well, I'm going to get up and I'm going to cry like a big girl.
Hey, hold on, big girls.
Hold on.
What?
Big girls don't cry.
What?
Big girls don't cry.
Sure they do.
So, Chun, don't cry, I.
What? Why did you repeat that last vowel sound?
I don't know. Big girls don't cry. And don't wonder why.
Huh? I wasn't.
Silly girl.
Well, who's our guest this week?
Guys, I didn't get a guest. I was so in my head.
No guest?
Yeah, no guest. Look, is it weird, but... I just feel a little claustrophobic in the tavern. Maybe we should...
Do what? Go outside the tavern?
Let's even better.
Oh.
Let's pretend to go outside the tavern.
How is that better?
Well, you know, back on my world, like, if a bunch of friends just wanted to, like, kind of let off steam and sort of, like, see the sights, they'd all hop in a car together and go on a road trip.
Ooh. Sounds awesome.
Oh, hey. Hey, Blemish.
Can't wait.
Oh, I'm sorry, Blemish and Fangy Yelly. I feel like I have the same message for both of you. It's just kind of like an us thing.
Yeah, it's an us thing. Road trip!
Road trip!
Road trip.
Oh, that's a little dissatisfying.
Yeah.
Road trip!
Road trip!
Road trip!
That's more like it.
Now, what we like to do here in Foon to blow off steam with some friends of ours is we get into a ring of mud. And then we find a gopher, and we punch it to death.
Oh, gopher hole. Sometimes I bring a mallet.
Guys, that sounds fun. Can we maybe do my thing this week?
Oh, fine.
Look, my car is in the middle of the tavern. There's no gas. It doesn't run. But we could get in the car and, like, pretend.
That's brilliant, because you said you were getting claustrophobic in the tavern, so let's get inside your car that's in the tavern. That'll help you from becoming claustrophobic.
All right.
You dumb fuck.
Chunt.
What?
Come on, buddy.
Oh,
you need
I see
to
what
reconnect.
You did there.
Look, this is just the kind of like friendship tension that's great at the beginning.
Friendship, please. Call it friendship.
Friendship.
We taught you the word.
Let's deal with this friendship on a road trip.
Rip. Or trode.
You're a trode.
Come, trode.
Fine. Let's go on Arnold's road trip.
Okay, I am excited, but first we need snackies.
Yeah, let's get some
snacks. Gotta get some snacky snacks.
Blemish.
Snacky snacks for the four of us as we drive.
Oh, what?
Someone's gotta keep an eye on the tavern, so why don't you give us the snacky poos, And maybe at some point along the way you can join us. Pop your head in the window.
Yeah. And hey, no one's looking. Fangy, can we talk to you for a second?
When you transmorph, can you close your mouth?
That's right.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Fangy, thank you so much for pretending to be Blemish so no one knows that we were around when he murdered himself.
Yeah, no problem. This is a great way to spend my sabbatical.
When you go and get the snacky snacks, could you get, like, tasty things and not really the things that Blemish would get us?
Oh, sure. Well, what do you guys like? I mean, I'm a vegan, so I don't know. If you guys aren't vegan, you tell me, what do you like?
I was hoping for, like, beef tit jerky.
Beef tit jerky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe some rice pudding.
Oh, I know what I want. I want a prince cake.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
If you're going on a road trip, you might want things that you are kind of like, that are kind of forbidden. Like things that you definitely wouldn't eat, you know?
I don't know what that is.
Some things I wouldn't eat.
Baby heads.
But what if they were Cheeto powdered baby heads?
Ooh, wow.
Cheeto powder? Mm-hmm. You guys have Cheeto powder in Foon?
You have Cheeto powder on Earth?
Yeah, it's just this orange powder.
Yeah, that's what it is here.
We grind up Cheetos.
Oh.
Dry them out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sprinkle them on stuff.
Indulge yourself. If you're going to go on a road trip, you're going to be close together.
Yeah.
Eat things that are stinky and that you shouldn't eat and laugh. And play, and ha-ha, and listen to Nicki Minaj, and eat whatever you want. What do you want?
Do you have Nicki Minaj on Earth?
I think so. Does anybody really have Nicki Minaj?
We don't have her in Foon. I think Fangielli is just sucking out of your memories, so maybe protect your head?
Oh, yeah. Hey, oh, I actually have a question.
Troy. What?
I have a question. Like, I remember hearing before that, like, memory gremlins taking memories out of your head that can actually, like, mess up your brain's natural defenses.
Huh, sounds pretty bad. I'm gonna be in the car.
Oh no! Oh,
forgot my microphone.
Hmm? Okay, good. All right.
What I would like to eat is that's a treat that I don't normally have. I would like to eat a dream.
Okay, I'm gonna put a dream in this bag, and I'm just gonna put a couple of things in here that are fun, and maybe you can pick them out as you're going along. Okay.
Oh,
good.
Oh, all right,
also,
here you go.
Oh, wait. Also, yep. I would like something. I'd like combos. It's just a treat that you really only eat on a road trip and never any other time.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Pretzel, the love of God, pretzel.
Okay, I'll throw a couple in. I'll throw in a couple of combos.
Road trip.
Oh, sorry. I gotta get in the car.
Here's your bag.
Oh, thanks. All right. Ah.
What is it you told me I was supposed to yell? Shogun?
Shotgun.
Shotgun.
Yeah. Yusra, I'm sorry. You have to sit in the back seat.
I'm fine.
So now we just kind of like sit behind the wheel and we sort of pretend that we're like traveling around.
Pretend
like
we're moving right along.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's my aunt, but it's not my aunt.
Ooh, Arnie, can we do this? Can we do this function? What is it? Powerful windows. Can we turn on the powerful windows?
You know, there's no gas in the car anymore, and so the battery probably is dead as well.
Not any longer. Minuscule lightning.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, can you give some thunder with that lightning?
Shebang!
Nice.
Oh, you know what? Oh, the best thing about the battery having some power is we can listen to some tunes.
Yeah, the best thing about being a woman is the ability to have a little fun.
True.
It is true.
Yeah. Hey, the tape player in my car works, but I only have these tapes of royalty-free music.
Ooh, what's this? What is this? Some sort of disc? This shiny disc? Is this a talisman?
Oh, that's a CD. CD player in my car doesn't work.
What's a Chris Gaines?
Give me that magical rock.
Usador, don't. Well, you can do whatever you want with that CD.
This is relaxing.
Yeah.
Can I put my feet up on the, what is this called? This thing in front of me.
Oh, that's the glove compartment.
Can I put my feet up there?
I mean, I guess so. Just don't scuff it up. I mean, I did.
You drove your car through a tavern. There's zombie brains on the front of your car.
But the inside is nice.
All right. In the spirit of relieving some friction.
Yeah.
I will detract my claws and be careful where I put my feet.
All right. Road trip.
Road trip.
What is this fat white scroll back here?
Oh, that's toilet paper.
I'm going to write some spells on it.
We should play a game.
Okay, sure.
Turn this down a little bit. How about this? Sometimes when I'm running really fast with, if I'm an animal and there's like a herd of us running really fast, we'll play these games while we're moving to help the time pass.
Sure.
And there's a few of them. The first one maybe we'll play, it's called 11 Inquiries.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
And maybe this will help you with your test coming up. So I'll think of something Foon specific.
Okay, great.
And you have 11 inquiries to try and guess what it is.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
And Usador can play as well, just to kind of help you out.
All right.
All right.
What is it?
It has to be a yes or no question.
Oh, okay. All right.
But that time, I'll let you know, it was a boulder.
Oh, I knew. I thought maybe it was a boulder. All right. Okay, you have a different one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes or no questions. You get 11 inquiries.
Okay, great. Oh. Usador.
You're really crunching on those Cheetos.
Usador.
Yes?
I know we're going to have snacks on the... You got a loud... You're so loud. You got such a loud mouth.
Can you do your chef crunch? I prefer that. All right, here we go.
Okay, 11 inquiries. Mm-hmm. Is it a boulder?
No.
I don't know. Got no follow-up questions.
My turn.
The fence rests.
Is it bigger than the universe?
No.
No. Well, now we know that it's not the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Or bigger. What's bigger than the universe?
Two universes?
Is it two... No, you already...
Did you already ask a question?
I was going to ask if it's... Oh, wait. How many of these are counting towards our count?
All of them.
Yeah.
So that's been 3.5, 4.
Can we start over?
No. That's 5.
Is it a mouse with a crutch?
No. Mm. 6.
Is it smaller than a mouse with a crutch?
Nope. 7.
Is it 7 eels wearing hats?
Nope.
What number are we on?
8. We'll stop. It was maids a-milking.
See? I know if we stopped asking questions, we'd win.
What?
We didn't win. You lost.
No, but here's the thing. You told us.
No.
We didn't use up all our inquiries.
So you're dragging your feet. Fine, let's play a different game. Different game. Different game.
Oh, do you mind? I have one.
Yes, please.
This is a game we used to always play on road trips. Like, we try to go through the alphabet, and you would see things on the road. Mm-hmm. So first you're looking for something with the letter A.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
What's that?
What?
Usador, you got to poke your head into the front.
All right.
Okay, we're going to play this game where we're going to go through the alphabet. And
are you out of breath?
Well, yeah, this driving is exhausting.
Adds up.
We're going to, like, if we see something that starts with the letter A, you call it out. And then if someone sees something that starts with the letter
anaconda.
A.
Anaconda. I saw an anaconda.
What, you saw an anaconda?
Yeah, it's over there in the corner.
There's an anaconda in the tavern?
Yes, it's right there in the corner.
Okay. All right. Blemish. I see blemish over there.
How's it going?
Whoa.
On your road trip?
Pretty good. Hey, Blemish and or Fangy Yelly, we're pretending that the car is going pretty fast.
Oh.
So it sort of ruins that illusion if you come up to the window while I'm pretending to drive.
I'll just scoot back then.
Or at the very least, like, pretend like you're running next to the window when you talk to us.
Right. Okay. Keep going.
Centuries of history.
Okay.
Wait, you see centuries of history?
Yes, it's here in the tavern. They've been here for centuries. There's so much history here.
Yeah, I would have also accepted Cat Dick.
Oh, Dick, that'll be mine. Dick.
They don't have to be. They don't have to be in order.
Oh, okay. Oh, Elf. There's a elf patron at the end of the bar.
Oh yeah, there is an elf. Foon, all of Foon. I know, is that, I mean, if we can say centuries of history,
sure.
I can see all of Foon around us.
Gargantuan friendships.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those guys at the bar look like they're really getting along.
They do look like they're getting along.
God, I'm kind of jealous.
Hotties.
Yeah, all kinds of hotties.
Yeah, we are hot.
Those hot teas that those friends are drinking.
Oh, yeah. Those friends. Man, they just are enjoying the hell out of those teas. I'm not a tea drinker, but just watching those friends drink those teas, I'm like, I gotta give tea a chance.
Absolutely. Also, those 6 friends over there, how do they afford the houses they have? They live in a very nice part of Foon. I feel like they have unrealistic houses.
Yeah. Oh, those friends.
What do they do for a living?
It's true. Yeah.
always drinking tea at the same place every time.
That's true.
I. My eyes. No, oh, that's an E.
What letter are we on?
I. Insane crunching.
Yeah. Wow. Do you see it, though?
Oh, yes. In this mirror. And it says here, objects in this mirror may appear larger. Ooh, is that some sort of magic?
Guys, I don't know. I thought this road trip would maybe bring us closer. And...
might be more fun if you gave a shit.
Oh.
It seemed like you weren't playing your own game.
No, I guess...
When are we leaving?
When are we leaving where?
Well, you said we were going on a road trip in your car.
No, it's just...
A quest. A quest and adventure through Foon.
No, it's just, we're just pretending. We're just going to hang out and pretend to do something.
What am I, 8?
Oh, like some... Yeah.
Hey guys, can you roll it down?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I can't help but see your faces. You look pretty bored. Do you maybe want me to pretend to be some sort of kid that you guys hit and then you have to keep a secret?
Ooh.
God, we're already pretty burdened by trying to keep the secret that Blemish is dead.
Oh, yeah.
But wasn't that like last summer? Like,
that was a while ago. That's true.
All right. Well, maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll catch you by surprise.
Why don't we just go on a real adventure?
Isn't it more fun to sit in a small space and talk to each other and pretend like we're having an adventure? And maybe, like, make it serialized. And everything we pretend, we all have to agree is true. And then the next time, all those things are still true.
Ooh, that sounds kind of fun.
Oh.
And maybe a little bit of music might help.
Yeah, play some of the tape deck.
Is there music somewhere inside here? Is there, like, a tiny orchestra in here?
Sort of.
Ooh, I like the beat of this. Is this some sort of, like... Very a lot of drums going on
there. Yeah, so many drums.
It's like a drum circle.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm excited to explain this music, but in not too specific terms.
What sort of characters go along on a journey like this on your world, Arnie?
Friends. Friends either like trying to like reconnect, or maybe friends that are in some transitional part of their life, or I don't know.
That is the very thing. I shall take on the role of a divorced father.
Oh, so this will be like Offices and Bosses where we're playing characters?
Oh, I guess so. I mean, I prefer to play a character that's pretty much myself.
Oh.
That's what Mandy would have said.
Mandy's his ex-wife.
Yeah, you don't have to remind me.
Oh, Usador, I'm sorry about your divorce.
My name's not Usador.
Oh, what is your name?
My name is Rick.
Rick.
Bartleton.
Bartholm.
That sounds like an earth name to me.
Sure.
Rick, honestly, Manny didn't deserve you.
Oh.
She came and she gave without taking. Well, actually, she sounds pretty selfless. Manny was great. I take it back. Manny was awesome.
I know.
You fucked up.
I fucked up.
But it's fine because this trip is all about finding ourselves again. Let's get it back, baby.
Yeah. You know, Rick, you're going to have a full emotional arc over the course of this road trip, and you're going to discover something about yourself.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be Dylan. And Dylan is someone who has just recently found someone. He's walking on sunshine. He's living on cloud 9. Happy as could be. Just to kind of offset Rick a little bit. Right?
Oh, I don't know. Dylan.
To have the bookends of like emotional.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm making too negative of a choice. I'm going to play Rick still. And I'm recently divorced, but I also got remarried to my brother's
son, Blemish.
My brother's son, Blemish.
Oh.
Come on, Blemish. Get in the car.
Finally.
All right. You're new. Wait, you're married to Blemish?
Well, the character of Blemish, yes.
What's my name?
Wander. Wander and Rick.
Wander and Rick.
I'm healing him.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that you know what, Rick? I'm glad that this is what you need. This is what you need for yourself.
Yeah, I think it is. Wander's been really great. Let's make out in the back of this car.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wait, I don't want
to... I'd rather have them eating Cheetos.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Oh, Rick. Don't do it.
No, don't eat and make...
Oh.
This is very...
How are they eating while kissing?
Yeah.
Actually, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're playing characters, but... having Usador make out with Blemish, even if it's...
But Arnie, I understand how they feel. I myself have just found true love right out of college, and I'm already in love. Can you believe it?
Right out of college?
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, don't shatter Dylan's reality.
Okay, I'm sorry, Dylan.
He's the eager ingenue.
Okay. Well, I'm really glad for you. Tell me more about this new person in your life.
I mean, they're just the sweetest, you know? Yeah. They take the time to get to know me. You know, they're always asking how my day was. Mm-hmm. Always lending an ear. Yeah. I feel like they really mm-hmm. get me, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. Not just mm-hmm. listening, but hearing me.
Yep, yep.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes people just listen, mm-hmm. and when they listen, they just yep. kind of, mm-hmm. you know, try and make you think that they're hearing you, but they're not really digesting yeah. the yeah. content that you're giving mm-hmm. forward.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Oh, that's the worst, right?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Usador, what's going on?
Just making out.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's put the top down.
The top doesn't go down on my
no,
camera.
No, no, no. Not in the car.
No.
Usador's top.
No. No. No.
Let's put the top down.
All right. Ah, there we go.
No.
Nice.
I can take the top off the car, too. Yeah!
No! Ow!
Oh. Ooh, feel that breeze.
Oh.
Ah, oh, man, Dylan's feeling good. How's Arnie doing? What's new with you, Arnie? Did you want to play someone else? Or
No, I guess I could play a lightly fictionalized version of myself.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm doing. I'm worried about this test, and I'm just worried.
Well, it sounds like Arnie.
There's just been a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. Running the tavern, trying to save both Earth and Foon, and I don't know.
Well,
I just...
what have you done to try and save Earth and Foon?
Well, this podcast. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the tavern.
Huh.
Oh, I've been working on fighting the void.
Oh, wait, are we back to being ourselves?
Oh.
Oh, I was talking about this, so I just popped out for a second. Get off me! Yes, remember how I had an obsidian hand?
Oh, yeah, you were turning evil.
Well, I don't know about that, but I don't have an obsidian hand anymore. You see, I've got a whole obsidian arm.
Oh, can I tell you what else you have? I'm sorry that Arnie and I have kept this from you. You still have your horse tail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
From when you were horse-a-do.
Oh, no.
Horse-a-do.
Are you so horse?
Where? I can't. Wondered why I was swatting away so many flies. Anyway, I figured out a way to turn my obsidian arm back to flesh and bone.
Oh.
Mm.
All it takes is a simple potion and an incantation.
Yep.
Are you listening to this?
Yeah. Oh, I hate that. Yeah.
What?
You hate what?
Oh, what you were saying. I get it.
Yeah.
Arnie, buddy.
Yeah?
I think it's about time we confronted you with this. We really need you to be present.
What? What?
We need you to be in the here and now.
This. All right.
Oh.
Were you being Arnie, or were you being your fictitious character?
Oh. I guess.
It's hard to tell.
Either way, we feel like you don't really listen to us sometimes.
No, I do. I listen to you guys. What were you? You were talking, you were talking about your arm and how it was turning obsidian. Mm-hmm. And Chunt, you were talking about how you're dating somebody that makes you happy.
Which is true for Dylan and for Chunt.
Yeah, that's right. You still haven't told us who you're dating.
Do you really want to know?
Of course.
Do you really want to know?
Guys, you know what?
Because if I tell you and you just go,
No, no,
I hate that.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Look, forget Dylan. Forget,
Rick.
Rick.
What about Mandy?
I just want to have some time. Who's Mandy?
Motherfucker.
I just want to have some time with my friends, Usador and Chunt. And just like... see how you're doing. Like, make sure, check in with you guys. Make sure you're doing all right.
I'm going to change the music here. What kind of music is this? It sounds like a lot of strings.
This is like very emotional music.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like classical, but emotional makes sense. So on Earth, this is known as emotional music?
Yeah, this is called emotional music.
Do they ever shorten it?
Yeah, sometimes it's shoal. John, who's this person you're dating?
Okay, here's what I'll do. Because I felt like we didn't give it our all when I first put forward the game, let's play another game of 11 inquiries.
Okay.
And you try and guess who it is that I'm dating. And this time, give a shit.
Okay, no, I care.
Let's have a good time.
Okay, we have 11 inquiries.
11 inquiries, and they have to be yes or no inquiries.
Is it a badger?
No.
Whoa.
Are they bigger than a mouse with a crutch?
Depending on the size of the mouse, I don't know.
Like normal size mouse.
No. Oh, are they bigger? Yes.
Bigger, yes.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay. Bigger than a mouse.
Is it Claudia the Witch?
No.
Are they alive?
Yes.
Hmm. Is it...
Is it rude if I jump in and ask a question? Like, do I have to wait for him to finish his question?
I think anything that interrupts this is not rude.
Okay. Hey, is it like, would this person be considered like a fan favorite? Like, would the listeners be excited to learn that you're dating this person?
Depending on the listener, maybe.
Oh, interesting. So like a dark horse.
It's not a dark horse.
Oh, okay.
Usador seems to have gone in the wizard state.
Is it Kid Usador? That's wrong.
No, it's not Kid Usador.
Hey,
you can't ask and then accuse.
Yeah, Usador, let's ask hopeful questions. Let's be hopeful about
it. Okay. Just because he ran away doesn't mean that...
Yeah.
Is it Vlad?
Who's Vlad?
Wait, what are the vampires?
Little weakly vampires.
Oh, no, it's not Vlad.
I think Vlad's dead.
You have three more inquiries.
Only three more, okay. Really squandered most of these questions.
Typically, it's a more broad question like, is this a magical creature? Is this someone who's been on the show?
Oh, I've got one. Is it a magical creature?
Yes.
Hmm. Someone that either has magic or is magical.
Is it someone who's been on the show?
Not as a full-fledged guest, but yes, many times.
Okay.
You have one more inquiry.
All right.
I know who it is. Well, I have it narrowed down to two.
Okay. We can, there's no reason that we can't discuss it between the two of us, right? Like, we just don't have inquiries for you.
Is that your last question?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I think it's either Pizza Skull, though he did do that awesome trick where he ate a whole pizza.
Yeah.
Did you say dough he did that awesome trick?
I wish I had, but I did not.
D-O-U-G-H?
Yeah, and Trent is such a skull fucker.
Hopeful. Remember hopeful.
Hopeful. I meant it in a good way.
You did? Oh, you did?
Yeah. That Chun, he's such a skull fucker.
I like it. Bit of a scamp.
Or it's Tusador.
Come on.
That's my guess.
Let's be nice. Nice choices. Hopeful.
I like Tusador.
Yeah.
We spent some time together.
He's
a radical dude.
Usador, let's take this game seriously. Okay.
All right.
Let's take this game seriously.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the last inquiry.
Oh, that was nice.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like we're going to lose this game.
Well, it's not about winning or losing. It's just the fact that we're having a good time playing it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Is it Pizza Skull?
No.
Oh.
It's Mandy. Kidding. It's Tusador.
I was right.
I am vindicated. Once again, Usador is triumphant. Oh, they did doubt me. And then I did come from the very depths of hell itself to overcome a great challenge and suss out the correct answer.
Hey, mister, look out!
Oh, no, we just hit that kid.
What? Hey, oh, God. That was terrifying.
That was really terrifying.
Usador, stop.
Now is not the time.
Now is not the time. Oh,
we gotta hide the body.
No, we gotta help this. Look, you know what? We have killed way too many people since I've come to this world. We're gonna help. We're gonna check in with this person, make sure they're all right, and do everything we can to save them.
Think of me. Think of Dylan. I have my whole life ahead of me, and I just found true love. Just out of college.
No, Dylan, no.
I'm 21 and a half.
Are you all right?
Oh.
Hand me my bag.
Okay, here's your bag.
Yeah.
That's right, I forgot. Rick's a doctor.
I'm not Rick right now.
Oh.
I'm going to save this child by hitting it with this magical healing rock.
Oh, shit.
Are you feeling better?
That's a regular rock.
Oh, crap.
All right, quick, get the healing
rock. Here's the healing one.
He's getting better.
How do you feel?
Thanks, mister. Well, why didn't you see me? Why do you smell like booze?
I always smell like that.
You fool.
Oh, sorry.
Also, he wasn't driving. It was me.
Oh, you seem suspect.
Guys, doesn't it feel good to save that person?
How do we hit them if the car doesn't move?
Why have none of you apologized to me?
Oh, we're very sorry about
hitting
you.
We're so sorry.
Also, we didn't have to, like, give them any money as, like, a compensation for hitting them, so didn't it feel good to pay less?
I'd like some money.
Oh, shit, I should have said that out loud.
Here is some money.
Thank you. I'm going to go back to my charter school.
Bye. Fun.
Guys, you know what? I know I'm kind of a stranger in a strange land, so I've been kind of getting along to go along. I don't really know what's right and wrong in this world. We've been killing too many people. Can I make a new rule?
Sure.
To quote a great Spider-Man story that I've only read about on Wikipedia, no one dies.
Huh?
Well, I didn't follow a lot of that.
We are running Hogsface. We're in charge. And as long as we're in charge of Hogsface now, no one dies.
Oh, all right.
That's our guiding principle. No one dies.
All right. What about evil horses?
Not even evil horses.
I mean, that's a good bullseye to aim for, but we have to be okay if we hit a 10.
What if I hear that song, though? I look them in the eyes. Their eyes turn blood red. And I hear the song that tells me I know that horse is evil.
Guys, for now, let's try it my way.
Okay.
No one dies.
Evil horse. Got it.
We continue to aggressively try to cover up the fact that Blemish is dead. But no new deaths. No one dies.
I swear as Sheriff of Hogsface that I will do my best to uphold the idea that no one dies. A la Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Is that a correct phrase for me to say, a la Spider-Man?
Yeah.
A la Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can worship whoever you want.
A la Spider-Man. Is that a fun phrase?
Yeah.
Give me thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, praise be to a la Spider-Man.
I, too, swear to uphold this new rule that no one dies of evil horses.
Arnie, can I ask you a question since we're bonding? This has been a really fun road trip. It's been an incredibly focused episode. much like a good donut, we've really glazed over the fact that I said I was dating Tussidor.
Yeah.
What?
During the questioning, you seem to be thinking it was a joke answer.
Wait, hold on. That's you?
What? That's me, not Dylan.
Dylan? I thought Dylan was dating
No,
Tussidor.
Dylan was dating Mandy. To be honest, Dylan was dating Rick's ex-wife, Mandy.
Poor Rick.
But I am actually dating Tussidor. I want to make sure that, you know, a lot of stuff flies by in these episodes, and I want to make sure that we stop and really digest information that is important to
me. Fine. John, you fucked Tussidor.
No. To be honest, we're dating. We very much are into each other. We have not yet had sex because somehow, I don't know why, it would feel like I'm fucking myself.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Self-indulgent?
You ever feel that?
I mean,
you might be fucking yourself?
Yeah, a little bit.
So far, nothing physical, but we're just really into each other. Oh. It's been very nice.
Huh.
Arnie, will you at least try to get along with Tussidor?
Arnie?
Yeah. No, this...
No?
No. Hey.
Are you casting a spell?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to take just a road trip break.
Okay.
I got to get out of the car. I got to swallow.
Road trip break.
You guys...
We need some snackies?
Yeah. I'll get some snacks. I'll be back.
Snacks or snackies? What's going on? What's... He just had a mental breakdown. Did you hear him?
Yes.
He said, and his eyes were bulging.
I think he's upset.
And that bow tie he put on was spinning in place.
You're his best friend.
Yeah.
Now he's all alone here in this world, and he's afraid of losing you.
Well, he's still my best friend. I mean...
I know, but when your best friend starts dating someone, invariably you spend less time with them. Well, you become engrossed in their world as they become engrossed in yours, but it means you both have less time for the things you used to have time for.
Well, I mean, if Arnie made an effort to try and get to know and like Tuthador...
Come on.
I feel like the three of us could all hang out, or the four of us could all hang out. Thank you for... becoming friends with Tuthador. I feel like you two have gotten on swimmingly.
Yes, I hated him at first. Loathed him for having a name so similar to mine own. Yet I have a Fangy Yelly convention every year. I'm full of contradictions.
Well, I appreciate the effort.
Ah, no problem. Oh, he must be auditioning for a play.
Oh, yeah, let's all audition for a play. Me, moo.
Red leather, yellow leather.
She brews a proper cup of coffee in a copper coffee pot.
Sorry.
Oh. Oh, hey, Memgrim.
Hey, it just sounded like fun. I just always wanted to... What is it called? Hit the bricks? Shutter the boards? Play the boards?
Yes.
I've always wanted to be in theater.
Oh, that's wonderful. Why haven't you ever pursued that?
Low self-esteem.
Oh, well, I think you'd be wonderful at it. Because you can literally turn into anyone.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah. You know, Chunt's fucking Tuthador, sir. Anything.
Whoa. You're fucking Tuthador?
Hey, come on.
No, I'm sorry. You're not. He's not. He isn't. I'm sorry.
What would it take from Tuthador for you to get along with him? And also, it's worth mentioning, you're still my best friend, baby.
Okay. No, I'm sorry.
Wait. I just said you're my best friend, baby, and you said, okay.
No, you're my best friend.
Okay.
You're a good friend.
I don't say you're my best friend to hear it back, but it would be nice.
Yeah, no, of course. No. Okay. If Tuthador makes you happy, if he makes you happy.
What?
I don't know. I wish I still had that tape.
Come here, this is gonna be great to watch.
Oh.
Oh. I was watching you two make up.
Oh. Look, Chunt. If this is important to you, I understand it. I get it. Like, look, I asked you guys to not murder anybody, and you guys agreed to that.
Yeah.
And that's no small thing. So if no one dies, then okay. I can hold my judgment and my preconceptions about the relationship that you're in.
A la Spider-Man.
A la Spider-Man.
What does 2004 Atlas of Indiana mean?
2004... Look, just in case I get lost on some back roads and there's no GPS.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Atlas.
Yeah.
Your love has come along.
I shall decipher this atlas. Learn all its secrets and make them my own.
Ooh, I want to see. Let me... Arnie, what's a Hammond?
Oh, it's a shithole.
What's a Kurt Vonnegut?
Oh.
From Indianapolis.
You would love Kurt Vonnegut.
Really?
Yeah, he loved to draw buttholes. Well, guys, thanks for the road trip.
Yeah, thank you. This is fun as hell. We should do this at least once a year.
Yeah, every year we can, like, get back together and celebrate the anniversary of Rick's divorce.
Oh, yes. I have bad news, though.
Oh, no.
Rick decided to take his own life.
Oh, God. Now we definitely have to do this once a year.
Take his own wife or take his own life?
His own life.
Wow. I was hoping for the best there, but...
He decided to drown himself in pills.
Oof.
He drowned himself in pills?
He filled a bathtub up with pills and then sank underneath all the pills until they filled his lungs.
But you know what? You know what, Usador?
What?
No one dies.
No one dies.
Even in this role play.
All
of
Spider-Man.
No
all
one
of
dies.
Spider-Man.
Dylan, quick. Rick, he's drowning in these pills.
I can't deal with this right now.
Dylan, I know you're young.
Mandy and I broke up. She heard about Rick trying to do what he did and she's distraught. Now I'm a mess.
Dylan, I know you're only 21 and a half years old.
I'm just
old.
Out of college.
You're just out of college.
I'm so youthful.
Yeah, but Dylan, you're young enough that you can dive into those pills and grab Rick and get him out of there before he dies.
You're right. Him and I should die together.
No.
I'm coming,
Dylan.
Rick.
No, Dylan. All right, fine. Even hypothetically, I have to do something. I'm going to reach into these pills. Rick, Dylan, grab my hands. Rick, you've got a lot to live for, I imagine.
Okay.
See? Things are looking up.
What about Dylan?
Dylan, you're young. Fuck you. You're going to live forever.
Yeah, I'm going to live forever. I'm immortal. There are no consequences to what I do. I'll outlive the world.
Rick, we made a monster.
It's a living.
Road trip!
Road trip!
Guys, thank you. I'm just glad that how closely that mapped to the entire plot of Road Trip. Oh, I forgot to study for my test!
Oh, shit. I forgot to ask you, what is DJ Qualls?
I don't even know. I hope that's not going to be on the test.
What's a Foo Fighter?
We'll get to it next week.
You always say that. Name three things in Foon.
Me, Usador, and Chunt. And extra credit to Usador.
Oh. I appreciate that. You're a good friend.
You're what good the friend. Fuck about me?
Oh, you.
Man, fuck you guys.
Oh, I thought we had fun in the back of the car.
Oh, yeah, we did. I forgot about that. I was too busy being a dead kid. Yeah, that was nice.
Let me...
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, bravo. Oh,
I'm like,
you wanted to be an actor. You wanted to be, you know...
I'm like Chekhov's gun.
You tickled the ivories.
You're like, what?
I'm like Chekhov's gun.
Arnie, you're sending her this information. What's Chekhov's gun?
I don't know. I took a class.
You remember a thing, but nothing about it.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds right.
Just enough to reference something, but not enough to explain it. The end.
An hour spent in a vehicle that didn't really go anywhere. I'm sure there's a metaphor hidden in there somewhere. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Blemish was played by... my notes here just say Sad Dad Bod. Oh, Martin Wilson. And Fangy Yelly the Memory Gremlin was played by Sarah Maher. Hey, Cats and Jammer kids, finish up here while I activate the Michael Caine Acting is Reacting Holographic Simulator to help with our sponsor plays.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rafchin. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Special thanks to all the fine resources we used for royalty-free music this episode. Check out the show notes at hellofromthemagictavern.com for the full credits. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and thanks to Earwolf. Remember, Offices and Bosses Season 2 is in full swing on Stitcher. Here's a preview of this Wednesday's episode.
Name three catchphrases.
Name three catchphrases I've done.
Bing bong.
Yeah.
Chunt's up with that.
Yeah.
And Chunt hardly wait, which admittedly, now that I think about it, is one that I said. But
see?
Get wet.
Oh, you do remember.
I do.
I am memorable.
Aww.
That's classic little squish.
Classic little squish. Even Dorian Best DeVille, friend. The trickster god, who's been out of town for a long time, knows your catchphrase.
Yeah, and he has a painting.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's my favorite. I got this giant t-shirt that says, oh, yeah, baby. I had to get, like, extra, 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 extra large. I got a big chest.
Yeah, what size chest do you have?
Extra, 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 extra large.
What fun. You can only hear the rest on Stitcher Premium, so get a free month of Stitcher Premium at stitcherpremium.com/magic and use the promo code MAGIC. Oh, hey, Trisha.
Hey, Craig. Good news. I found a laser saw.
Okay. That's good.
You know how you guys are always like, we need a laser saw around here, so we always go out and buy a new laser saw?
I guess.
You guys just don't look hard enough. In the junk drawer, I found 7 of them. Anyway, here, kneel down.
Okay.
No, just here, sit on this.
Just here? Okay.
Okay, perfect. Okay, this might hurt.
Wait.
Or you might think supposed to hurt because I'm going to, like, open your brain, but...
What? No.
Just be brave, okay?
Stop. No, wait a minute.
Now, Craig, you might be wondering at this juncture, what kind of experience do you have hacking into computer brains?
No, don't.
The honest answer, because I believe in being honest, is None. But I think it's totally going to be fine. And eyes on the prize. This is really going to help our coup. Damn, this would be a lot easier if I knew anything about how robots work. Is it possible, Craig, for you to tell me how robots work while I hack into your brain? Is it the type of thing where, like, you know, you unplug a lamp before you unscrew the light bulb? Or you should, actually. I don't think most people do. Oh, boy. I'm definitely doing some irreparable damage here.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondry app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondry Plus in the Wondry app or Wondry Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.